Good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock on January 11, 2022. This is the meeting of the Story Planning Board of Supervisors budget work session for the county libraries. This is Supervisor Latifa Faisal.
I did not have my microphone on. Should I start over? Could you hear me? I'll start over just in case. I'm sure you could hear me. Good afternoon. It is 3:01 on January 11, 2022. This is a meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, budget work session for the county libraries. This is Supervisor Latifa Faisal. With me is Supervisor Lisa Hedden, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations Sandra King, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley. Do we have anyone on the phone? Lucy?
Lucy Martin.
Lucy Martin, County Auditor. We don't appear to have any representatives from the library here with us as of yet, unless they dial in.
All right,
here
a library.
Oh, here. Welcome.
Hi.
Have a
Hi.
Seat right up here.
Is that good timing?
Perfect timing.
Okay.
Wonderful. Have a seat. Up here at the table, if you would,
yeah.
By the microphone. And I apologize. Could you state your name?
Kathy with a C, Van Monnet.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
I'll give you a second to just kind of settle in. But did you have something prepared that you wanted to share with us, or?
Just briefly, I am here representing, obviously, Story County Library Association. So I'm president of our association for the 11 libraries in the county. And we were here in December. So one question I had was, is if you would like us to change our approach with you, if in the future you'd prefer that we present reports at this time of year versus that December meeting, or both. We just like to use everyone's time in the most efficient way.
Well, we actually just had a similar conversation about that, and one of the questions that came up was the meeting that we had in December is really more of a tell us what's going on, just present
right.
how things are going, and this is more budgetary, mm-hmm. and that the atmosphere might be different,
mm-hmm.
And so I guess. I would be interested to hear your thoughts on that.
We have always appreciated that opportunity in December, mm-hmm. And just to let you know how funds are being used and what we're doing. And I think that's a mutual beneficial mm-hmm. conversation. Your expectations and what we're doing, we like to share that. We like to pat ourselves on the back.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it boils down to. But moving forward, I did have a chance to speak with most of the library directors in the county over the last week, so I do have ideas of what everyone is looking to do and what we would like to do in the future. So maybe it's both,
mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
I'm fine with it.
Whichever. I think I brought it up as,
yeah.
is that more efficient for you? But then as to our discussions was, yes, the topics are a little different because one's more the overview and the other one's mm-hmm. more of this is where we're at financially and the assistance we could use. So does that change the discussion at all?
I don't think so. I think, and one of the points that I would like to bring to the table today, if I'm not jumping ahead, is one of the things that we really strive to do is serve Story County equitably, and that's not always happening. You have Ames, which obviously has a budget way beyond probably the rest of us put together. Nevada has a much larger budget. Then it kind of falls with myself and Huxley and Slater. But you have the libraries in Collins, Maxwell, Colos, mm-hmm. Zeering. They're very small. Their hours are very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So what everybody came back with in our discussion over the last week and for the last, especially since COVID, is what we need to offer more is online services. And that's a huge expense. We all have equal opportunity with the State Library of Iowa to offer Bridges, which mm-hmm. is an online library of ebooks and audiobooks, magazines, limited video access. And we all have that. We all offer that to our patrons. Two of the libraries have added what they call Overdrive Advantage, which is an additional cost of $500. Colo and I believe it was Zeering. And Zeering specifically used their ARPA grant money to add that to their collection. That was one of the things they could add. And what that does is enables them to buy titles in Overdrive, and then their patrons have primary access to those. They get priority over, so it gives a little more flexibility. But otherwise, you're ending up on a wait list. If it's a new release, you might not get that title in 6 or 8 weeks. Some patrons don't care. They wait that 6 or 8 weeks, they get it, they read it, they listen to it then. But there are other options out there, like Hoopla, which Ames and Nevada both offer. None of the rest of us do. Hoopla is an unlimited access. It's based on your size, your number of patrons. For example, then you pay per checkout. So Ames has a limit of 6 per month per patron. I believe Nevada's is 5 per month per patron. So that's what they're paying for to Hoopla. But it's something that the rest of us simply can't afford. And I'm sorry, I don't have exact figures. Until you make an application with Hoopla, they don't tell you how much it's going to cost.
Is that because they need to know your
They're basing it off of
numbers.
The number of patrons, the size of your town, your circulation. Mm-hmm. So there is no flat rate. And I did reach out to Erin here in Nevada and ask her what she paid, but I hadn't heard back from her yet.
Okay.
So when any of us have researched it in the past, it's been out of reach in our budgets. I have not specifically done that. Mm-hmm. So I apologize, I don't have a good number to give you on that. But it's something that in discussions, when those smaller libraries serve the vast majority of rural patrons in the county, but yet they're unable to afford a service that would be hugely beneficial to that part of the county. So that's something that we're looking at, and I don't know that that's up to you or that's up to us as an association to decide how those funds are redistributed to do that. We have changed that formula ourselves to a certain extent. The money that the supervisors delegate to libraries, the first 25% is divided equally amongst us, and then there's a formula for how many the percentage of rural patrons that we have. We divide the money up in that patron. Linda does bulk of that for us. I have that formula here.
So the first 25% you divide equally among the 11 libraries.
Correct.
Then the rest you divide based on rural circulation.
Correct. So for example, last year Ames had a rural circulation of 6.2%, and then but Cambridge had a rural circulation of 37%. So Cambridge actually had the greatest percentage in rural circulation. Mine in Huxley was 12.4. So it's varied. So, but that's been a fair way to distribute the funds that you disperse to us.
And you just all agree to that?
Yes.
Okay.
And that changed 3 or 4 years ago. And we did change it in favor of the smaller libraries at that point. I tell you, if you want to know the title of a book and you want me to find it, I'm great. You give me numbers.
You did find it.
You're doing fine.
Colleen Taylor, actually, in Story City, is our statistician.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you have all of the libraries at a certain time let you know the rural circulation or the circulation that you can
put that together near the beginning of the fiscal
right.
year for the previous year.
Right.
So that we get those numbers put together in the fall to get to you.
Would it be possible for you to let Lisa know when you get that number for Nevada, what they pay for
yes.
Hoopla?
Yes, I can actually quite easily. In fact, I just narrowed over there.
I was just there for my lunch hour. I could ask, could I?
So is Hoopla maybe the best of the applications for the small
yes.
libraries?
I think it is because it's so varied. I have a brief this is off of Hoopla's website, a groundbreaking digital media service offered by your local public library that allows you to borrow movies, music, audiobooks, ebooks, comics, and TV shows to enjoy on your computer, tablet, phone, or even your TV. You can run Hoopla through a Fire Stick or a Roku. You have an app on your tablet, on your phone, so it is very user-friendly and very broad. Mm-hmm. And it's unlimited titles. So if all six of us in this room want to check out the same book, we can. You're just limited by whatever number of titles your library is paying for.
What about internet access, though? I mean, what is the internet access like for the smaller libraries?
In the libraries themselves, everybody has a Wi-Fi access.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would still just depend on what your
individual people,
your individual patron.
Yeah.
But the patron can come to the library, download the book onto their.
They can do it at home.
Onto the, but if they don't have internet access, they could download it onto their device.
To the library, use the,
I use Hoopla a lot. I like
I have not used Hoopla, but I may be doing that.
We
just
added the idea.
Write it down.
And they're all very easy. The State Library a couple years ago offered transparent languages for a language use program, but honestly, that's not something that as libraries we want to pay for anymore because there are free apps for language learning. So we're trying to, you know, do our due diligence and what are we going to pay for that patrons can't get easily elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all watching physical collections of DVD circulation reduce. Mm-hmm. Because of all the streaming services and those types of things. So our money could probably be better spent towards the online resource versus a physical collection. But, on the other hand, we still need to maintain a physical collection for the people that aren't tech savvy, don't have Wi-Fi, or living in a part of the country or the county that still has maybe limited access.
Got some
internet services are certainly improving, but they're not perfect yet.
Right.
They're not.
So I was talking to Jennifer Gogarty, the director in Slater, yesterday, and she gave the perfect example of the patron that comes in and wants an audiobook because they're traveling and they still have a CD player in their car and they want to check out that CD audiobook. The other person who has an app on their smartphone hooks it up to their Bluetooth and is listening that way. The person that wants to sit and hold a physical book. The one that's trapped. Traveling, stick my Kindle in my bag, have multiple titles. And as libraries, we need to be able to offer all those different levels. Mm-hmm. Certainly not, we can't do it for every title, but we want to have all those options for people. Mm-hmm. So bottom line, your funding is crucial to us. You know, for myself, it's $22,000 in my budget, and I've been a budget of just over $200,000. That's a pretty hefty percentage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're over 10% of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that figures for all the other libraries. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, and I'm sure it varies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bottom line, it depends on what our city puts into it. And for me, with the city of Huxley, we set my expenses, you know, and that's what we're doing this time of year, same as you.
Mm-hmm.
Here are my expenses. I have the county revenue, state revenue, people that write donation checks, and the city just backfills at the end of the year. They don't give, in our city situation, they don't give me a firm number. Mm-hmm. I don't get that until June 30th.
Oh, ouch.
Really?
Well, I have my expenses.
Sure.
And so whatever... I'm allowed to spend all that, but then they just fill in the gap at the end of the year what didn't come in for revenues. Mm-hmm.
So does every library get a state allocation also?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What we get from the state is not much.
So I think what I'm hearing is that it's the smaller libraries who maybe need more assistance. You've already done some of that in your funding formula. To help them because they probably have fewer other sources of revenue. But
And,
And you're also looking, Zeering and Cambridge, for example, there's one person that lives there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So their budget stays small in that sense, too. They don't have a huge employee budget, but then that one person is trying to serve patrons on multiple levels.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic people.
But if a lot of this is online services, does every library have to have online services?
Yes.
They do.
Everyone has the services with Bridges, website from the state.
Okay, but what I'm saying is
we pay for that through the state.
Okay. You can be a patron. Now, I'm learning this.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a library card from any library in Story County, regardless of where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if the services are online, would it make sense for some libraries to have some online services, some to have other online services, and you kind of library shop for what you need?
We would love to be able to have a consortium or something like that.
Yes.
I think that would be an end goal. We cannot do that with Bridges because the state library pays for that library of the collection, and it is a limited collection. They only pay for so many titles. They do ask that if you are a resident of Huxley, you use your Huxley library card for the Bridges services. If you live in Story City, you should be using your Story City library card to access those services. So that is not one that we could cross over.
But Overdrive and Hoopla?
Overdrive and Bridges work together. Overdrive is an app that you're using. So that is restricted. Hoopla, it's one of the things that we would really like to investigate. And it's one of the things that now we're in that 23 budget, maybe this isn't going to happen. We have a meeting in a couple of weeks as an association, and that is on our agenda. We would like to explore services that we could 11 of us, 9 of us, 8 of us, whatever, go into a pot and offer the same thing. I don't know that Hoopla will let us do that, you know, as an organization on their end, but there might be others that will.
Okay.
Or, some of that is unknown. I'm not sure how to answer you. We have talked multiple times about that we have a consortium of online services. We just need to take that next step and say, okay, we need to research this. We need to find out how much it's going to cost. And realistically, at this point, that's something FY24 that we're looking at.
Oh, in regards to Hoopla, because I've never heard of it before and have no clue, and I know you're going to be checking with Nevada. So do you know, are they more of a, is it kind of the setup, is it like a certain fee the first year? Is it the same fee each year,
yes,
or does it like go down? Because you had to do some initial things the first time, but not.
My understanding is you pay a similar fee every year.
Every year, okay.
Unless something drastically changed in your circulation or patron base.
Gotcha.
So, no commitments or anything, but I think that idea of a consortium for the online. I think that makes a lot of sense.
I don't think you'll find a director in the county that would disagree with you.
Maybe that's something you could give us a kind of a progress report when we meet together the next time. When will that be?
Well, typically that would be until November, December.
We could meet earlier if it made sense.
Like we meet 3 times a year. So
okay.
We have this spring meeting, February, March typically. And like I say, we're meeting the last week in March or in April.
Mm-hmm.
February, the meeting the end of February, so get my calendar straight.
Mm-hmm.
Then typically we have a meeting early in the fall, at the end of summer meeting, August, September, and then again in the winter when we prep to meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that August, September meeting is something we would have more information and can bring that to your attention at that time, whether it be all of us, a representative, whatever you would prefer.
That would be great. That would be great, especially since you're saying you're not even sure Hoopla would allow you to go as
my experience with it is working with an individual library.
Right.
But you were talking about that crossover. I know Ankeny Library does limit Hoopla to Ankeny only.
No.
So I could go get an Ankeny card, but they're not going to allow me access to Hoopla, because since they're paying for X number of checkouts, they're prioritizing their Ankeny citizens.
So there would be kind
so
of.
So they've set their own rules on it there.
Okay. And those are the things that we would never think about.
Right.
So,
because I know I can use my AIMS card, and I use Hoopla. I'm not very often, because I like my library. But there's been times when I needed a book club and we didn't have enough titles, so you know, I'll jump on there and grab it for that. So I know Ames doesn't have those restrictions, but Ankeny does. So that's just an individual library segment.
But if it was a consortium, that could kind of blur those lines a little bit in the virtual world of the library,
right?
As opposed to there still be a physical world of the library, but. Interesting.
You know, Dubuque County has a county library system. They don't have individual town libraries in Dubuque County. It is a county library. So for them, I'm sure that's how they could. So I don't know if we need to, maybe we need to have some sort of bylaw saying, hey, we're a county library.
Interesting.
A lot of possibilities.
There are. But I think, you know, those small towns, and I'm kind of in the middle, but those smaller libraries work really hard to serve their patrons. And I just really want to advocate for what they're doing here.
That's interesting, because we had a similar conversation about the historical societies, the museums, just about an hour ago. That, you know, the smaller ones that, you know, have fewer sources of revenue.
But they're so important to maintain that.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. The smaller communities don't have movie theaters, don't have, you know, a whole lot of things that Ames, Story, and Huxley.
We're trying.
You're trying.
Economic development is a hot topic in Huxley.
We hear that.
We hear that.
Yeah.
South Main Street's going to get better.
Super. Okay, this has been real exciting.
Well, I typed up that briefly, if I could leave that with you, just with that definition of Hoopla and what that means to us. For next year, we would anticipate, you know, just that general cost of living is kind of where we've always stood with you. I do have one question, and this is just from myself, it's come from anyone else. For example, I never know what I'm going to get from Story County until the first check comes in the mail. So I don't know if once your budgets are set, that's information you could get to the library. Just for our...
You know, the first 20 years of my life, the library, some representative from the library would come to our public budget hearing in March and leave knowing how much they were going to get, because that's when the budget is officially set.
So that's what we would have to do.
And then she started just calling me up afterwards and saying, what did you guys give us for this year? You know. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's just one of those, I just know this is the amount I'm going to distribute, and then I contact and say, hey, somebody going to send me the...
I just need to look up the published budget.
Yeah, if you could find that information in it, that would be awesome.
Or call Lisa after March 29th.
Okay. That's just, it's always a surprise. Hold on.
This is how much I get.
I can understand wanting to know that a little bit ahead of time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's budget season, is always all our favorite time of year, right?
Right.
Right.
What we live for.
Well, it was definitely an overriding theme with everybody in programming and online services, and I think if COVID taught us anything, it was that. I think as an association of libraries, we did really well through all that shutdown of maintaining communication with our patrons and offering them services, and this has just bumped us up. What else do we need to do?
I was amazed when we had meetings with you and the stories you would tell us about the things that you were having, you know, helping your communities do, and how important the libraries became. I was just amazed. It was great.
Well, in an economic downturn, we're still hurting. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thank you.